It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Laura Rice. This morning, I'm joined by Brad Bailey. He's the co-founder of the Texas Immigration Solution, a conservative nonprofit group seeking market-based changes to the country's immigration policies. Mr. Bailey's part of a summit here in Austin today, where he'll talk about some of the group's ideas. Good morning, Mr. Bailey.
Good morning, Laura.
Mr. Bailey, as I'm sure you know, President Obama talked briefly about immigration in his State of the Union last night. He outlined plans for that would include a, quote, responsible path towards citizenship for illegal immigrants. What's your group's response to President Obama's ideas?
Well, I commend the president. I think he did a great job last night with that. I believe the bipartisan efforts that we're seeing in Congress right now is a very a great step in the right direction. I believe both sides of the aisle need to come together and address this issue that hasn't really been addressed since 1986. So kicking the can down the road is damaging our state economy, local economies, and as also our national economy. As far as the pathway to citizenship, I believe the Senate and the Congress came up with the idea of earned pathway to citizenship, and the key word being earned. You know, what does that mean? A statement of principles is one thing, but when they really start dialing in on the legislative language, I think it's important to find out what that earned means. And I believe, personally speaking, if someone comes out of the shadows and they pay their taxes and they pay a fine for overstaying and they're good stewards of their economy, they should be able to apply for citizenship, you know, by getting in the back of the line and applying, you know, the regular ways, but having a legal status in our country to be able to work is an important part. And I believe there's a lot of people, as an owner of a restaurant in Houston, I've spoke with many of my Hispanic employees and their families and that, and a lot of people that they know are not necessarily wanting citizenship right off the bat. They just want to be able to have a legal status to be here and work. So I think we're putting a lot of emphasis on that, but it is something that I believe needs to be a part of the equation and needs to be talked about. But the devil's in the details, and that's one of the reasons we're having our conference here this week, is to talk about solutions and ways we need to go about this.
And many members of your group, the Texas Immigration Solution, are business leaders like you. One thing I thought was interesting, the group suggests one way to help employers deal with any stage of implementation of different immigration proposals is using technology to help employers be able to immediately determine someone's immigration status. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, in my family's restaurants, we have E-Verify, which is the current software system. You know, I'll be honest with you, it's a good start, but it is a very antiquated, outdated software system. It basically takes your name, your Social Security number, and your birth date, and it matches those three things. If those three things match, you're okay to work as an employee, you know, as an employee in an employer's establishment. The problem is, people can go from different, you know, areas. They can be all put in at the same time, and it's only encouraged identity theft and document fraud. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, pushing the can down the road. We need to look at the whole way and looked at free market private sector solutions. For example, American Express, MasterCard, Visa. You know, most businesses have a credit card terminal in their business. As a person that owns a business, if I could swipe a card, whether it be a driver's license or a guest worker card or what have you, and it could tell me that who that person is and that they're legal and that this is the correct document, that would streamline the process tremendously. And we already have that technology available. I tell people all the time, I could go to the University of Texas and get a couple, you know, computer scientist majors, and over, you know, a cup of coffee and lunch, they could probably design a better system than E-Verify currently has. But I believe the private free market is the way to go on that, and I think a great place to start is Austin, Texas. We've got a lot of solutions here in Austin that people could be a big help on that is.
During the presidential election last year, Republican nominee Mitt Romney failed to secure very much of the Hispanic vote. How much are political needs influencing the push by conservatives for changes to immigration policy?
Well, this is a big reason I'm in this fight right now. During the presidential primaries, when our Governor Perry was attacked during the presidential debates, one of my long-term employees came to me and said, you know, I know you're Republican. I see all your, you know, bumper stickers and all the events you do here in the restaurant. You know, how can you be Republicans when Republicans, you know, hate Hispanics? And it was kind of my aha moment. I was very upset about the language is going about immigration, but to be viewed in that way is what kind of got me, off, into the fight. And, I believe, look at President Bush, had 44% of the Hispanic vote in 2004, and he had 49% in Texas. Now we're down to 27-28%, and how has that happened? And I believe it's the rhetoric and the hatred commentary on the Republican side of the aisle that has put us in that position, and that must change. And I believe you're seeing a lot of change happen. We rewrote the Republican Party of Texas platform in June, long before we lost in November. We also pushed and got a guest worker program endorsed on the Republican National platform for the first time in the history that's ever been done on either platform. But that's kind of the start of getting that grassroots movement and talking about this. The rhetoric that surrounds this issue is a big one, and it's what really kind of brought me into this to start talking about solutions, versus complaining about the problem. And I think we're making headway.
So what else should we expect to come out of today's summit?
Well, I think the three centers that we really focus on are Bibles, badges, and business. Today we're having evangelical and religious leaders from all over the state come to talk about immigration through a religious aspect. We are also bringing in business leaders from around the state to talk about how it affects them. I just gave you an example from E-Verify and how our businesses hit. But we're also bringing in law enforcement agencies, which is our badges. We're having two border security sheriffs come in and talk about what they're facing and how important it is. And I can tell you, one of them I've met with has told me firsthand that, a guest worker program is an essential part of securing our nation's borders. The magnet of coming here to work is what brings a lot of people here. Making sure that they go through background checks and have the right documentation, and we streamline that process, allows law enforcement agencies to focus on the bad guys versus worrying about the guys that are coming here for a job. And this is something I think Texas can really lead on. So it's exciting to have it here in Texas. We're also having Grover Norquist from D.C., and the Americans for Tax Reform is coming in. And I think it'll be a very good event. And we've got a lot of people coming, and we're here to really talk about ideas. We're not to push just our agenda. We're to talk about ideas and solutions to this problem. We believe Texans can lead on this issue. We have a long history of immigration in our state. Actually, I tell people the first immigrants to Texas were the gringos, not the Hispanics. So we can lead the nation on this. And I think it's going to require both sides of the aisle. And I think finally you're seeing bipartisan things happen, and that's exciting to see.
Brad Bailey is the co-founder of the conservative nonprofit group, the Texas Immigration Solution. He's in town today to share some of the group's ideas. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Bailey.
Thank you so much.
You can find more news online at kutnews.org. With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.